This is a safe location because it's deserted. By the images on your Google machine, it looks like a cracker of a place for a swim. All that sand and clear water. I know you're afraid crossing the Nexus was frightening, and you're lucky you managed to evade that curious, affected human. Yeah, I know she was not just a human. She was your friend Kumiko, but she's no longer completely human, and it was foolish of you to approach her without first ascertaining she was not affected. She would have bitten you. That's how the virus is transferred. There's a small possibility that you're immune, not because you're the chosen one, but because a percentage of humans can't get hosted, in which case the affected will kill you. Look for the Omicron. It'll help you to calm yourself. Yeah, you're getting close to the gate in the Dimension Rift, which is the end of your quest. I assure you that there are many dimensions, despite what your super string and M theories have to say on the subject. In fact, your biosonic string theorists have it right. There are 26 dimensions. Now, I'm not from the 26th dimension. I am of the 16th dimension, which was invaded by the Ive. It's difficult to explain it to you, a creature of the 4th dimension, what I am. The only explanation I can offer is to use one of your ancient stories. I'm a dream that was laid to sleep in a glass cabinet against a future-told need. My dreamer was the last of its species to go extinct in the 15th dimension. My dreamer created me and lodged me in the only dimension that can hold a dream. Yes, I'm a dream without a dreamer, and my task is to help you defeat the Ive and save your world. The Ive is using your kind to transition between dimensions. Once it has metamorphosed to this dimension, your people will be used to hunt down and kill all humans immune to the virus until there are only the affected. By then, the Ive will understand this dimension enough to create a four-dimensional clone of itself. The only thing that can save this world is you. One frail four-dimensional life form and a disembodied dream. Between us, we have to close the gate and lock it once and for all. The Omicrons you're collecting will do that if they're strong enough. Yeah, there were chosen ones in all the other dimensions, and they failed to close the gate, which is why it's down to you. What do the physical forms of the virus look like? Well, coincidentally, very like the giant armoured praying mantises that serve as the enemy in the Horde in the game you and Kumiko played. You have the Omicron. Good. Next location. You can choose to go to the ABC building, where there's a group of journalists holed up who'll distract and occupy the affected in the building so you can search for the Omicron. But they may insist upon accompanying you and serving you. I'd advise against this. A true quester goes it alone. Only then can you be sure you're not being influenced by others. Well, of course, you're not alone. You have me, but I am not a flawed human entity. Yeah, I do know what an egomaniac is, and I know what a control freak is too, but this is not about me. Now focus. The other Nexus possibility is QPAC Green Space. Now, there are people there too. They're a group of fanatics who'll believe you if you tell them you're the chosen, but their leader is highly unstable and he may turn on you. But one other thing, the QPAC location is closer to the Rift Gate.
Will you go to Nexus 6B, the QPAC Green Space, which is further away but closer to the Rift Gate? If this is your chosen Nexus, follow the paths away from the river, through the shops, and across Little Stanley Street to Grey Street. Follow Grey Street to the right until you reach the QPAC Green Space. Or Nexus 6C, the ABC building, which is journalists to provide the affected a distraction while you search for the Omicron. It is very strong. If this is your path, head to the river and travel to the left along the boardwalk until you reach the Wheel of Brisbane and the ABC building behind it.